You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Let's
start with a prayer.
主啊，我们把每一堂聚会都交在你的手中。
Lord, we commit every meeting in your hands.
我们何等希望，当我们在今生结束的时候，你能够称许我们是良善忠心的仆人。
How I wish that at the end of our life, you will praise us as good and faithful and wise servants.
我们在乎你怎么看我们，胜于人怎么看我们。
We care about how you view us more than what other people see us.
我们愿意专心是讨你的喜悦，而不是人的称许。
We hope that we can wholeheartedly try to please you instead of compliments of men.
我们把这个小小的教会交在你的手中。
We commit this small church in your hands.
主啊，我们各方面都缺欠，我们需要成长。
Yes, we are lacking in every way, and then we need growth.
但是我们谢谢你，你从来没有离开我们。
But we thank you because you have never left us.
我们也谢谢你把这么多可爱的弟兄姊妹摆在一起。
And we also thank you for giving us so many lovable brothers and sisters.
让我们不仅仅像一家人一样在这里彼此相爱，彼此扶持。
Not only that, we are loving and supporting each other like a family.
更让我们在基督的学校里面，我们一起来成长。
We are also growing together in the school of Christ.
让我们也都成为基督的精兵，一起为你的家守望而征战。
So we become soldiers of Christ to be watchful and fight for your kingdom.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
好，我们今天讲第三堂，讲到参与身体的侍奉。
Today we come to the third lesson to serve in the body of Christ.
啊，那个从前我们都把它翻译作 bodily 这个 service 身体的侍奉。
Traditionally we used to translate it as bodily service.For this term in Chinese,
大概我们翻译的姊妹们觉得这个字太直接了，太形象了哈。
But when we translate that term from Chinese to English, we felt that's a little bit awkward and too literal.
但是我为什么喜欢用身体的侍奉
？But why would we want to call it bodily service or serving in the body?
因为这是圣经的观念。
Because that is the concept in the Bible.
它我们摆在一个身体里面。
Because we're being put together in the body.
我想讲合一，讲 oneness， 没有一个比喻，没有一个 illustration 比讲用身体来讲更贴切了。
I believe there's no other illustration that can better describe this body.
因为它不仅仅讲到， oneness. 不仅仅讲到它是一个完整的一个 oneness， 一个 wholeness.
Because the body is can illustrate the wholeness.
而且它是活的，它是一个有机的一个共同的生命体啊。
And then it's a living organism.
每一个 function 都很重要。
And every single part and function are important.
所以我们今天讲参加身体的侍奉，你要知道我们重点不在于说你需要侍奉。
So when we talk about serving in the body of Christ, the emphasis is not that you need to serve.
那个当然我们也很在乎啊。
Of course we care about that.
但是我们更在乎弟兄姊妹要有身体的看见。
But what we care even the more is that we have this vision of the body.
当我们真看见身体的时候
，When we truly see the body，
你一定爱这个身体。
Then you will love the body.
身体有任何的软弱，你会包容，你会接纳，你会保护它。
And you will try to bear any weaknesses and try to protect and love.
我记得我哥哥小的时候，他好几次把他那个脚的大拇指去。指甲拔掉因为长到肉里面去了。
I remember when we were young, many times my older brother would pull out the nail from his big toe because the nail was ingrowing into the flesh.
你就发现那几天没有人可以靠近他的，他紧张的要死，不要踏到我的脚，不要踏到我的脚。
And then those days, no one would dare to get close to him because he would say, "Don't touch my big toe."
他洗澡冲凉，脚一定翘起来。
And then when he took shower, he would stick out his foot out.
他去哪里他都保护他，因为他受伤了。
And he tried to protect his big toe because he's wounded.
这个叫做身体。
And that is the body.
那弟兄姊妹，有同工告诉我说，我们教会里面大概75%-80%的人有接受某种某项服事要参加服事。
According to our co-workers, about 70 or 80% of our congregation will participate in certain type of service.
这是 我听到的算少数 这个算最高的少数中的一个啊。
So this is one of the rare ones, the high number.
从某一面来说好像很高。
Yes, on one hand, it seems like the number is pretty high, the ratio is pretty high.
但是你如果从圣经的标准来说的话，我们根本不够格。
But yet, we still fall short according to biblical standards.
因为圣经上说每一个肢体都有它的功用。
Because the Bible tells us every part has its function.
我们不仅被摆在同一个身体里面
Not only that, we're put together in this one body
而且我们是互相做肢体
And we're also members to each other
换句话说我们每一个人都要在这里尽功用能够把祝福带给身体
In other words, every one of us ought to function in order to bless the whole body
你能不能想象你今天回家以后你的身体只有五分之一或是四分之一的身体或是 organ 不 function
Can you imagine after you go home today, you realize that about one-fourth or one-fifth of the organs in your body refuse to function?
你会不会跟人家夸奖说，哎呀，你看我们80%的在 function?
But would you still boast that 80% of your members in your body are still functioning?
你四只手脚有一只不动好了。
Say one of your limbs will not move.
你的五官有一关不动好了。
Or one of the organs will not move.
你里面的器官里面有一个不动好了。
One of the internal organs will not function.
弟兄姊妹，你都会发现全身不舒服。
Then the whole body suffers.
那个道理我们很容易明白。
Yes, we can easily understand it.
但是在这个明白的背后，它其实是真的就是一个这么重要。关乎生命关乎教会的一个最重要的事情。
But yet, this understanding will lead to the very important truth about the body.
所以我们教会不要这种这个个人主义，不要说只有牧师神职人员来代替会众。
Therefore, we do not encourage individualism in our church, or only clergymen will serve to represent the whole congregation.
我们也不要教会像打 football game 一样，只有那几十个人累得要死，其他人坐在旁边看没事干啊，吃 popcorn。
And then we hope that our church will not function like a football game. Only a few run in the field, and the rest just observe with popcorns.
就连我们80%的人在做了都不够。神的心意是每一个肢体都要做。
Even though we have about 80% of brothers and sisters participating, that's not enough because God desires 100%.
那不见得一定要做哪个服事哪件事情。
But doesn't mean that you have to participate in particular service.
而是你必须是活的。
But you have to be alive.
请大家记得哈，我们接受一个服事是借着那个服事，我们把生命、把基督活出来。
Because whenever we participate in the service, through that service, we will share the life of Christ.
就算你刚刚重生得救，你刚刚加入这个教会，还没有找到要在哪个地方服事，并不能代表说你就不活。
You may be just a new believer. You just joined the church. You haven't found your service yet. But that doesn't mean that you're not alive.
连你听到都可以是活的，对不对
？You can be alive even when listening to a message.
连听到你都是在侍奉。
Even when you're listening to a message, you could be serving the body.
连我们一起唱诗，为什么带诗的弟兄常跟我们讲后面的人不唱诗
why that worship leaders often say, brothers and sisters at the back do not sing songs.
你知道吗？你们站在弟兄姊妹都唱诗，不是只是声音大跟小的问题。
You know, it's not about the volume of our singing.
Everything to do with life and the testimony. 每一件事情都跟生命、跟见证发生关系的。
Because everything we do has to do with testimony and life.
你是活的，就会开口唱诗的。
Because if you are alive, you will sing loud.
只要我们跟神的关系对，你不可能不唱诗、不赞美神的。
If we have the right relationship with God, it's impossible for us not to sing praises to Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要小看这些事情。我接不接受服事，我唱不唱诗，我祷不祷告。
So please do not take it lightly whether we participate in services or sing or praises.
这是基督的身体。
Because that is the body of Christ.
你不要以为你不唱诗只是 SVCO 被人家说我们唱诗不好而已。
So if you don't sing, it's not about people criticizing SVCA's worship.
你们不想听到不是只有在录影机上那个这个 video 听都不好意思照大家的，因为很多人在睡觉。
If you don't want to listen to message, it's not just about, you know, you look bad on the videotapes.
这是身体健不健康的一个表号。
But that is a signal of the health of the body.
当你健康的时候，全人都动的，对不对
？Because when you are healthy, every part of your member will be lively.
然后当我 头痛到不得了的时候，我站在台上就不会像我今天这样子了。
You know, if I have severe migraine, then when I preach on the pulpit, I will not be very lively like today.
因为我健康出了问题。
Because something wrong with my health.
那弟兄姊妹，今天我们说身体的侍奉，在我们加入侍奉以前，我们先要认识什么叫做身体。
So before we start participating in the service, we ought to know what is a body.
所以我们个人的属灵虽然很重要，而且非常重要。
Yes, while it's very important that individuals be spiritual.
但更重要的，神是要得到整个荣耀的教会，得到基督的身体。
What's even more important is that God desires to obtain a glorious church.
那所以我们现在要来讲，我们讲我们的意向是基督和教会。
Yes, we mentioned that our vision is but.Christ and church.
而我们的使命是要让我们怎么样子能够在个人、家庭、教会，我们都能够做耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人。
And our mission is that us individuals, family, and church will be incarnated witnesses of Jesus Christ.
我讲过很多次了哈，做耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人，跟为道成肉身的耶稣基督做见证。这两句话不一样，境界也不一样。
So I have stated before, there's a big difference from being incarnated witnesses for Jesus Christ versus witnesses of Jesus Christ's incarnation.
你就晓得多难讲了，连翻译都很难翻哈。
It's hard.
为道成肉身的耶稣做见证，讲到我传福音。讲到神爱世人道成肉身。
When we say that we are witnesses of Jesus Christ's incarnation, that means we share the gospel about Jesus Christ coming to become a man for the gospel.
做耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人，是指我活着就是基督。
But being incarnated witnesses for Jesus Christ, being that when I live, it is Christ.
不管个人、家庭、教会。我是耶稣基督活活的彰显。
So whether it's individual, family, or church, I am the manifestation of Jesus Christ.
你知道这个多高了吗
？Do you know how high and profound that is?
大家能够体会这个挑战多大了吗
？Can you understand, imagine the challenge?
不光只是我要听到，要行道。
Not only that we should be hearers and doers of words.
行道已经比听到。难多了。
It's already more difficult to be doers than hearers of words.
要活到比行道更难。
But yet to live out the word is even harder than being just doer of the word.
就像我今天早上的信息讲的，行道还可能是虚假的，不真实的。
Just like the message I shared this morning, when we do the words, we could still be pretense and not being real.
我还是每天早上灵修，每个主日聚会，每次十分之一奉献，每次祷告会都来，弟兄姊妹，我可能行道。
Yes, I could be doers of words. I come on time, and then I tithe, and then I come every Sunday.
跟我活出基督来，弟兄姊妹，这是太大的不同。
But yet, it's a big difference from living out Christ.
所以我们讲到要道成肉身，不是讲到我们要落实我们的意向和使命，有两个很大的挑战。
So when we say we want to actualize our mission and vision, there are two important challenges.
第一个就是道成肉身。
First.Is to be incarnated.
怎么样子让神给我们看见的意象，他的应许，他的旨意，能够落实在我们中间。
So that our vision and the mission can be actualized in our lives.
我想我在讲义上，我只能够很精要的提到这两件事情。
On the outline, I could only briefly mention that.
第一个，我们讲到成全圣徒，各尽其职。
First.To equip the saints for the work of ministry.
我今天讲的是重在讲我们教会怎么样道成肉身。
Today my focus is on how our church can be incarnated witnesses.
所以在教会里面，我们第一个整个教会的侍奉，整个教会的聚会，我们都朝着这个方向去，就是要成全圣徒，为的是各尽其职。
So all of our meetings and services are working toward this goal to equip the saints for the work of ministry.
那个中文讲得很好哈，这个各。讲到要动员每一个人
，so to
everyone
to equip every single saint for the work of ministry.
然后尽讲到要到位，达到 maximum.
And then it would to maximize the functioning of every member.
那弟兄姊妹，这是讲到我们今天在神家里面，我们所有的侍奉、所有的追求、所有的未来的方向，我们都要朝这个方向去的。
So that is the goal for our service and for our ministries.
我们决定不要只要少数人累得要死，或者他们这个各方面恩赐经历都在成长，但是其他人却保持原状。
Because it's not our desire that only a few, the minorities, are working hard to serve and growing, and the rest will just stop there.
你要知道，各尽其职太重要了。
Because it's so important that every member functions.
刚才讲到身体是一个很好的例子。
Because the body is a good illustration.
有一次退休会的时候，我们讲过弄一个木的水桶做例子，你们还记得吗？
Once at a retreat.I mentioned about this wooden bucket, water bucket.
每一根棍子都很重要。
Because every panel, every wood panel is very
important. 你不能说我二十根棍子已经到了十九根 ，good enough, 够好了。
We can't say that. Oh, we already got 19 out of the 20 panels, side panels, and that's good enough.
它缺一根，它就是不能够得到该有的祝福。
If just one a single piece missing, then it will not be able to be blessed.
所以不光要各，每一根都到。
So not only that, we need every single piece.
第二个要尽。
And then everyone has to function.
所以你想，这二十根有最短的，有最高的，有一般高的，这个盛水量是由最高的决定，还是最低的决定
？So if every single piece has different height, then how much the capacity of this bucket is determined by which piece?
都还醒着吗？哈。
The tallest one or the shortest one?
当然是根基最矮的。
The shortest one, of course.
那我没有意思说全教会每一个人都像机器人一样，一样成熟，一样圣经熟，一样怎样，全部都一模一样。这不是我的意思啊。
I'm not saying that we all ought to be conformed to the same kind of maturity like robots. I'm not saying that.
这里所说的尽，就是按照你的生命度量，按照你对主的认识，我在主的面前，我全力以赴，把最好的摆出来。
When I say every member functions, that means according to your capacity, according to your life, and then you do your best and present the best.
当一个聚会里面大家都各尽其职的时候，你知道那个聚会太享受了。
You know, when in the meeting, when every member functions to its max, it's such an enjoyable meeting.
我好几次从一个刚得救、刚受浸的弟兄的见证或祷告，我里面好像遇见主一样，你知道吗
？So many times I felt I met the Lord just from hearing testimonies of the new.A young Christian or a newly baptized brother and sister.
我有一次在中国的乡下听到一个没有什么文化的一个弟兄啊，他的祷告啊，他刚信主不久，他说：“主，虽然我刚信你。”
So once in China, in a rural village, I heard a brother's testimony. He was a young Christian at that time.
主啊，你把我里面所有垃圾都除掉。
He says, "Lord, I just believe in you. Now, please get rid of all the garbage in me.
你让我爱你
so that I can love you."
像那个风萧萧。一水寒，一壮士一去去不复返。他还懂得这么一句、啊、
like the great heroes in the ancient Chinese that was willing to die for the nation.
那你不管他用什么话，他从里面出来的，你就是感动。
Whatever words he uses in his prayer, but it was from the heart and was really moving.
哦，他们可能用很简单的话，没有高言大志，没有 spiritual terminology 啊，没有专有名词，但是他讲的那么真，我们就像吃饱了一样。
See, he did not know any of the biblical terms, but he was so genuine and was so satisfying.
每一个人都有功用。
Everyone has his function.
这不是我说的，以弗所书第四章说的。
I didn't say that, but Ephesians chapter 4 says it.
他升上高天，掳掠众仇敌的时候，就将各样的恩赐赐给个人。英文是 everyone.
Because when Jesus Christ ascended into heaven and captured the enemy, he sent out the gifts to everyone.
有一次，黎头生弟兄在上海教会讲这个道的时候
，Once Brother Watchman Nee preached this in Shanghai Church.
他要每一个人都回家祷告，祷告出自己知道自己是什么恩赐、什么功用，在神家里面要尽功用。
And then he asked everyone to go home and pray to find out your function and your parts in the whole body.
我现在也请大家二十秒钟想一下，你知不知道你的恩赐是什么？这是第一个。第二个，你有没有在主面前？尽我们的功用。
Now I want to give everyone 20 seconds to think about. Do you know your gift in the body of Christ, and are you functioning in the body?
很清楚知道自己的恩赐和功用是什么的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you clearly know about your gift and your function.
这么少，举高一点。好，不知道自己的恩赐功用是什么的，请举手。
Raise your hand if you do not know about your gifts or your function.
不知道，跟知道的差不多。Not sure 的可能其他事是吧
？So maybe the rest are not sure.
那你知道自己的恩赐和功用， 每一次来到神家，我会尽力的在这里尽我的功用，这是我们的挑战啊。
So if you know already know about your gifts and your function, and every time you come to God's house, try to exercise them, and that is our challenge.
所以隔了一个礼拜以后，弟兄姊妹又聚在一起啊。
So back to Watchman Nee. So after a week, the brothers and sisters came back to church.
弟兄就问说有没有弟兄姊妹要起来做见证，知不知道自己的恩赐和功用是什么
？So Brother Watchman Nee asked, "So can anyone share a testimony? Share about what you know about your gift and function?"
有一个弟兄在他们中间是大家都很喜欢，他非常谦卑、非常谦和的一个弟兄。
There was a brother who was very meek and humble.
他站起来，他说：“弟兄，我想了一个礼拜，我什么功用都没有。”
And then he stood up and said, "Brother, I thought about it for a week. I couldn't find any function."
他说：“如果你说真要有的话，我就是那个最不值的那个功用，我是脚底板的一块厚皮就是了。”
So if you really want me to say, I think I'm just that piece of thick skin under my feet.
然后我是最卑贱、最无用的。
Because I'm so humble, I'm so useless.
哇，我们的弟兄回答太好了。
But our brother gave such a wise answer.
他说：“弟兄，你是脚底的那块皮，你知道你多重要吗
？”He says, "Brother, do you know how important is that thick piece of thick skin under our foot?"
如果今天教会的脚底板跟脸皮一样薄的话，我们怎么走天路
？But if today the skin under our feet, the church's the skin under church's feet is just as thin as the skin on the face, how could we walk on this heavenly way?
今天教会需要有一些厚脸皮的哈。
Because nowadays at church we need someone to have thick skin.
那个勇敢的来成全圣徒。
So that we can boldly edify the saints.
那在这里讲到不光成全，而且是为了要让他能够尽他的 function.
So not only that we will equip the saints, but we will help them to fulfill their function.
我从小在的教会，每次讲到成全人的时候，都是讲纠正他错误。
So in the church that where I grew up, every time we talk about edifying the saints, we always refer to say like criticizing or correcting someone.
那其实一个更健康，讲到成全，我不光只是消极的，如果他有错，我纠正他，我是在积极上，我能够成全他，让他成长，让他被神来用。
So actually, passively, yes, we're trying to.We might be correcting others, but then more proactively and actively is that so that he can grow in the body of Christ.
所以我那时候讲到什么叫做成全？成全是增加对方属灵的价值，成全是扩大对方蒙福的度量。
So exactly what is edifying? To edifying is to maximize his function in the body of Christ and to maximize his blessedness.
我成全他是因为我爱他。
I edify him so that I.Because I love him.
我成全他是因为我希望他属灵的价值能够在神面前增加，他所承受的祝福能够扩大。
I want to edify him so that his capacity to be blessed can be maximized.
所以在这个里面，如果他有错的话，我愿意劝他，我愿意帮助他，纠正他。
Therefore, I'm willing to correct him, to exhort him if he makes a mistake.
我想你们看过这个 Steve Jobs 的这个故事，讲到他养父，他养父是旧金山。这个 Coast Guard 这个退休的一个 Coast Guard 把他养大的。
So you probably have heard that Steve Jobs' stepfather, who raised him, he was a Coast Guard at San Francisco.
他说他很多做事情的态度被他这个养父培养出来。
He says, his stepfather has shaped him, his attitude, for working.
从小训练他独立，要殷勤。
Because he always trained him up to be independent, to be diligent.
训练他要负责，要真实。
Train him to be genuine, to be responsible.
所以他叫他去涂给那个篱笆涂油漆。
So when he asked Steve Jobs to paint the fence,
Steve Jobs 就去涂油漆。
Then Steve Jobs went to paint the
fence. 涂完以后，他的岳父会过来，不是他的养父会过来说：“你为什么篱笆底下在这个草堆底下的地方你就不涂？为什么后面不涂？”
Then after he finished his job, his stepfather will come to examine and says, "How come you don't paint the lower part and also?" The side behind the other side.
为什么不需要涂？没有人看。
And he says, "Well, I don't think we need to because no one will see it."
他爸爸就告诉他：“你做人做事情不是要给人看的，你要向自己负责， 你要把它做到最好。
But then his stepfather says, you don't do things for others. You have to be accountable to yourself. You have to be perfect.
所以他说他把这样子的精神带到苹果里面来。他说希望苹果人做事情就是这个样子。
Therefore, he carried the same attitude to Apple Company. He hoped that employees at Apple Company will hold the same attitude.
我没有帮苹果做广告。
I'm not advertising for Apple Company.
我连自己苹果 iPhone 都没有。我没有要为他做广告。但是弟兄姊妹，这个人有人在这里爱他，有人在这里教育他，有人在这里成全他。
I'm not advertising for Apple Company, but I'm just saying that here is a person that who loves enough to educate, to correct, to edify.
所以等一下我后面如果万一没有时间的话，我特别会希望我们中间所有当领袖的各层的领袖，绝对不是只是要把事情做好而已。
Before I get to it, I hope that all leaders at all levels would have this attitude.We're not just here to finish the job.
做人比做事更重要。
Because our being is much more important than our doing.
不光是我自己这个人要有榜样，生命要好，我要做人重要，而且我要去做别人。
Not only that we as leaders, it's important that we have good life, but also we need to shape others.
我们能够把别人培养起来。
So that we can cultivate and bring up others.
所以第二个我们讲到凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Second point is to grow up in all things into him who is the head.
弟兄姊妹，我真的希望这句话你们每一年写日记的时候一月一号都把它写下来。
And I hope this could be our New Year resolution every single year.
Grow in all things unto Christ, 或者 into Christ.
Grow up in all things into Him who is the head.
每一件事情都可以长进。
Because we can grow in everything.
而每一件事情要长到基督里才算数。
And we are to grow in all things into Christ.
今天全世界的人，不信耶稣的人，世界上大公司都在追求长进。
Because everyone in this world, whether maybe non-Christians,In all the corporate companies, they still pursue growth.
但是所有没有跟基督发生关系的长进，通通没有用的。
But anything, any growth that is out of Christ is useless.
早晚有一天都过去了。
Because it will be futile and will pass away.
神在乎的是在基督里凡事长进，而且长到基督里成为身体的祝福。
But what God cares is all growth that grow into Christ.
所以你为了教会，你去好好去上课，很好。
Yes, for the sake of Christ, church, then you go take some classes. That is good.
你在家里面，你好好学顺服。
And at home, you learn submission.
在生活里面，在我自我的生活里面，我学习 self-discipline. 弟兄姊妹，这些都为了神家有祝福的。
And then in my individual life, I learned to be disciplined, and this will bring blessing to the church.
但是你发现我们很多的时候，我们缺少长进，哈，属灵上没有长进。
But oftentimes we lack spiritual growth.
没有 我不想讲的让大家觉得我好像是在要求，但是我只是借着一些问题大家自己去思想一下。
I hope that I'm not presenting it as a requirement, but I just hope that you can be inspired to think about it.
2016年已经过了七个月了啊。
So,
今天是最后一天。
Today is the last day of July of year 2016.
你能不能很快就讲出来我2016年最大的长进是什么？
Can you quickly think about your biggest growth?During this year,
你可能会讲一些世界上的。我工作经验多了，我上法庭的机会经验多了，我养孩子的经验多了，我胖了。
Maybe you will name something secular, like I more work experience, more court experience, or more experience in raising children, or I gain some weight.
那我只问一件事情：2016年到现在，有哪一件事情？长在基督里，是我自己里面清清楚楚，我知道我正在一直长。
But are we very clear that we can name one thing in year 2016 that I grew in Christ?
如果讲不出来
，If we can't name it，
表示不够真实，不够明显。
And maybe it's not very obvious。
而七个月里面居然讲不出来。
But After 7 months, if we cannot name one thing that we have grown into Christ.
我们怎么去面对神给我们的命令，神给我们的应许，神给我们的期望，叫做凡事长进，连于元首基督。
But how can we face the Lord and give account when He gives us this expectation and command that we ought to grow in all things into Christ?
弟兄姊妹，这是教会第二个方面，我们放在身体里面，我们是希望我们一起来长。
But since we are put together in this body, we hope that we can all grow together.
我们让聚会的品质进步，神的同在，圣灵的工作都在这里激励我们，让我们一起来长。
We hope that our meetings can grow with the blessing of the Holy Spirit and the presence of the Lord.
我不希望我们这个教会是不长进的教会。
I don't want to see our church stop growing.
我们可以不成熟，我们还可以幼稚，我们可以有很多的缺陷，但是我们是一直在成长的教会。
Yes, we could be immature, could be childish, but I hope that we will continue to grow.
这是一个身体的见证。
And that is the testimony of the body.
所以为了成全圣徒，各尽其职，为了凡事长进，连于元首基督，我们教会用了一个模式 来实现我们的意向跟使命，叫做 VIP model.
So in order to equip the saints for the work of ministry and to grow up in all things into Christ, at our church, we adapted a model called VIP model.
讲到 model 这个字，我就很犹豫，因为我不希望大家觉得属灵的东西可以公式化、模式化 ？No.
I kind of hesitate to use the word model because I don't want you to feel that spiritual things can be modeled or formulated.
属灵的事情永远不能公式化，永远不能模式化的。
Because spiritual things can never be modeled or formulated.
但是我们提供这个是为了让大家有一个比较清楚的一个大概的一个方向，知道教会。我们整个追求、整个侍奉、整个往前去的大概的这个路径或是过程是怎么回事
？But this model is just to here as a reference, as a illustration of the process that we're trying to present in our growing and edifying.
大家可以看这个讲义哈，图可以打出来啊。
So let us see this diagram.
你们如果需要彩色的 version， 可以跟我们要哈，我们有彩色的。
Let me know if you need color version.
这是一个棒球的模式。
So this is a model after baseball game.
一垒、二垒、三垒，回到本垒你就得分了。
After first base, second base, third base, and come to the home base.
所以你们要看这个图的话，不要从有使命的工人看起，那个是最后的结果哈。
So where you ought to start is not from the third base.
我们没有一步登天啊，你要从有使命的工人的右边开始看起。
We ought to start from the right side.
讲到我们第一件事情，认识基督，叫做我们要传福音。
So the first thing in our life is to know Christ, and we ought to share the gospel.
让人借着真认识基督，能够成为重生的基督徒。
So knowing Christ, people become born again Christians.
这是一垒，叫做 born again Christian.
So first base is born again Christians.
所以在从出发到一垒这段的教会所做的事，叫做管传全备的福音。
So what the church is doing, the ministry from home base to first base is to share the all-sufficient gospel.
在新约里面，一个最有名的代表叫做彼得。彼得这个他的 ministry 就是重在福音啊。
In the New Testament, the representative would be Peter because he focuses on sharing the gospel.
他传福音五千个人得救，三千个人得救。
He shared the gospel, 5,000 saved or 3,000 got saved.
他得人像得鱼一样。
And then he was a fisher of men.
这是教会的第一件事情。
And that is the first ministry of a church.
也是我们个人得救的第一个经历。
And that is also our first experience of being saved.
那第二个，我们从一垒要进到二垒，从重生的基督徒变成一个献身的基督徒或是门徒。
And then we move from first base to second base, from a born again Christian to a committed Christian, a disciple.
你知道今天教会里面最大的软弱就是缺少 committed 的那种真正献身的基督徒。
You know, now the biggest issue in many churches is that we lack committed Christians.
基督徒很多。
Yes, there are a lot of Christians.
但是真正走路的、真正把自己愿意献身给基督的人不多。
But few are committed and dedicated to Christ.
所以从一垒要进到二垒，我们教会要做的事情，在这里讲到追求更深的生命。
So from moving saints from first base to second base, the ministry at church is to pursue a deeper life.
在新约圣经里面，一个最明显的 apostle。就是 John， 他整个的信息都是围绕在生命、生命永生上。
Like in the New Testament, John Apostle's ministry is focusing on pursuing deeper life.
到了他九十多岁写信给教会的时候，还是说论到起初原有的生命之道。他就是把弟兄姊妹从一切的错误偏离里面带回到生命的路上。
So even in his 90s, when he wrote his epistles, he still go back to the life at the beginning. He always correct the saints and bring them back to the beginning.
那么接着从二垒要进到三垒，从一个献身的基督徒或是所谓的门徒，能够变成成熟的基督徒，或是变成教会的领袖。
Then we move from second base to third base, from a committed Christian or disciple to a mature Christian or Christian leader.
啊，在这里有一个很深的工作，就是不光个人追求个人的属灵。
So here, not just individuals will pursue being more spiritual.
不光追求个人生命的成长。
Not only we pursue.Our own spiritual growth.
不光只是建立你个人跟主有一个很亲的关系。
Not just to establish an intimate relationship with the Lord.
要让你的生命能够开始能够跟成为基督的同工啊，来一起建造他的教会。
But then we grow into co-workers with Christ, so together we help build His church.
所以这就是我们所讲的建立身体的侍奉。
So in other words, we'll.Establish this bodily service.
哦，在这里我们一起借着配搭。借着我们一起身体的侍奉，能够把整个教会能够建造成为一个合神心意的教会。
So together by co-working, we would establish the church as a church for Christ.
成为成熟的基督徒，成为教会的 leader.
So that we become mature Christians to become Christian leaders at church.
We thank you for your listening.And hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.